Section 3. Listen to Anna's message to her friend Monica. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Hi, Monica. I called you this morning, but you had your phone switched off. I guess you were sleeping. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you what I've decided about the party for our class at the end of the year. Finally, I think that you're right. It's not a good idea to have the party at my flat. It's not far from school, but it isn't very big. And if everyone from the class comes, we won't have enough room. Also, I'm sure we're going to annoy the neighbours with the noise. So, we should do what your mum suggested and have the party at your house. You've got a big garden, and as it's summertime, we can organise many fun activities outside. Thank your mum for letting us have it there, and tell her not to worry about cleaning up after the party. I'll ask Mary and Jane to help us do it. As for the food, my mum and I would be happy to make some of it. I'll make the pizzas because I've got some great recipes. My mum will make the cakes and sweets. You have a barbecue, so you can prepare hamburgers. Our classmates, John and Terry, said they would bring some juices and soft drinks. I will also bring all the plastic plates and cups. Now, about the music, we don't need to hire a professional DJ. Tom, who sits at the back of the class, offered to be the DJ at the party. He has the equipment and CDs with great dance music, so I think we should say yes. What do you think? Give me a call and let me know what you think of my ideas. Speak soon, Anna.
Listen to Anna's message again.
Hi, Monica. I called you this morning, but you had your phone switched off. I guess you were sleeping. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you what I've decided about the party for our class at the end of the year. Finally, I think that you're right. It's not a good idea to have the party at my flat. It's not far from school, but it isn't very big. And if everyone from the class comes, we won't have enough room. Also, I'm sure we're going to annoy the neighbours with the noise. So, we should do what your mum suggested and have the party at your house. You've got a big garden, and as it's summertime, we can organise many fun activities outside. Thank your mum for letting us have it there, and tell her not to worry about cleaning up after the party. I'll ask Mary and Jane to help us do it. As for the food, my mum and I would be happy to make some of it. I'll make the pizzas because I've got some great recipes. My mum will make the cakes and sweets. You have a barbecue, so you can prepare hamburgers. Our classmates, John and Terry, said they would bring some juices and soft drinks. I will also bring all the plastic plates and cups. Now, about the music, we don't need to hire a professional DJ. Tom, who sits at the back of the class, offered to be the DJ at the party. He has the equipment and CDs with great dance music, so I think we should say yes. What do you think? Give me a call and let me know what you think of my ideas. Speak soon, Anna.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to Anna's message to her friend, Monica, again. Use the space provided in the writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours telling him/her about the end of the school year party you are organizing for your classmates. Write your email in the writing booklet, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi, Monica. I called you this morning, but you had your phone switched off. I guess you were sleeping. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you what I've decided about the party for our class at the end of the year. Finally, I think that you're right. It's not a good idea to have the party at my flat. It's not far from school, but it isn't very big. And if everyone from the class comes, we won't have enough room. Also, I'm sure we're going to annoy the neighbours with the noise. So, we should do what your mum suggested and have the party at your house. You've got a big garden, and as it's summertime, we can organise many fun activities outside. Thank your mum for letting us have it there and tell her not to worry about cleaning up after the party. I'll ask Mary and Jane to help us do it. As for the food, my mum and I would be happy to make some of it. I'll make the pizzas because I've got some great recipes. My mum will make the cakes and sweets. You have a barbecue, so you can prepare hamburgers. Our classmates, John and Terry, said they would bring some juices and soft drinks. I will also bring all the plastic plates and cups. Now, about the music, we don't need to hire a professional DJ. Tom, who sits at the back of the class, offered to be the DJ at the party. He has the equipment and CDs with great dance music, so I think we should say yes. What do you think? Give me a call and let me know what you think of my ideas. Speak soon, Anna.